John, 42 win last, not a bad way to finish the season.
I think well deserved today. I thought we were sort of like back playing some good quality football at times, and we were much better than Boston today. You know, very very unfortunate for to let them back in the game at just before half time with an own goal, and I don't think they had a shot on target at the time. So I was disappointed, but I honestly felt that if we went about the right way second half, that we'd score some more goals, and that's how it worked out.
I mean, you could have had a few more early on. Was it Matty Warburton hit both posts with one shot?
Yeah, he did. I mean, it's one of them when it hits the post and comes along, and you're looking, you're just waiting for it to hit the net on the other side.
Yeah.
And it just didn't, and it hit the other post and came out, and you only see it every now and again, that. But that's how it is, isn't it? That's just what happens occasionally. It didn't go in, and but we were dominant first half for at least about half an hour of the first half. I thought we passed the ball very well. I wasn't very happy at Halifax last week about the way we went about it. The levels of effort and energy weren't sufficient for my liking. And I told everybody, I spoke a few umtries after the game, spoke a few more on Thursday at training, and we pushed everybody into getting a real performance, and we got a lot of the good side of Curzon today. And wasn't by any means perfect, but because we conceded two, and we can do better, but at least I wanted to walk off today with my head held high, and we managed to do that.
Season's over, mid-table finish, second round of the FA Cup. You satisfied with the campaign?
Not in the slightest.
Really?
Yeah, I'm really disappointed. I've just said to the lads now, I'm really disappointed. I'm getting fed up already about being mid-table. I think we've got enough about us as a team, as a club, to warrant holding our own in the top half of the league. You know, but the proof is there. If you look at the table, we've conceded, I think it's 72 goals. Well, you can't get near the top half of the table if you're conceding that many. So the stats are there. You know, how we rectify it's another thing, because we do have individually good players. Well, it's a collective thing that's our issue. Are we able to recruit the right type of players and put players together? They've got the right mentality. It's a mental thing, isn't it? It's definitely not physical. It's mental. And we obviously don't turn up at times. And, you know, we've got to do something next season to make sure that we concede probably no more than 55. If we can get to around about 55, then we'll be doing okay. We'll do a bit better.
Well, you're going to be on your own, so to speak, next season. Stalybridge relegated. You're the one term side club in National League North, the leading term side club. That's beyond dispute, because you won't get a local derby next year unless you count FC United.
Well, that's disappointing. It's disappointing to see teams like Altrincham and Stalybridge go out of the division. You know, we want derbies. You know, we all know people at each of the clubs. And it's always disappointing when you see good established clubs going down. They've obviously, Stalybridge have been on the brink of it for a few seasons, and they've not corrected something. So they've eventually gone this time, and but I'm pretty sure they'll correct that. They'll get back reasonably quick. It's not straightforward though. That Evo Stick Prem's pretty strong. There's a lot of difficult places to go. So it won't be straightforward, but it is disappointing. You know, we can only think about ourselves, can't we? And we've just got to look after Curzon. We're pleased that we've gone from probably one of the lowest ranked clubs in Tameside to being the highest ranked clubs, and that's an achievement, I think, in itself. So that was never in the plans to achieve that. That just happened. But you know, it is nice that we must be doing something right.
Man of the match today from the fans was Oliver Thornley. I've heard one or two people speaking about him before the game, and is it right you've got some plans to bring one or two youngsters through?
Well, yeah, every club, you know, fans like to see young players coming through. I don't know what that is. Why is that more satisfying than getting another good one from somebody else?
Yeah.
I don't think it really matters personally. But it's just like you like that association with the youth teams and stuff and reserves and they nurture and good talent. But yeah, we've got Tyrone McKenzie. He's been on the bench for probably the last 6 or 8 weeks. He's only started one or two games, but he's a bit of a talent. And obviously we want to try if we can. We need some young blood to come through. It's obviously you have to recruit like every other club. You look around and see what you can get for your money. And if you can bring one or two lads through, then that's a bonus, because they're possibly coming through and being young, they might cost you a little bit less initially. But so we want to try and look after them, the young players at the club, and try and treat them fairly. But yes, Oliver's done very well. I'm certainly he'll be a very good player going forward. He's not in a position where he should be playing week in, week out, as things stand at the moment, because young players get inconsistent. So, but he's got the calmness and the passing range to be a very good player for us.
And been a couple of managerial changes locally over the last few weeks. Will Haney's stood down at Ashton. Chris Wilcox gone at Glossop. I mean, you're the besides Dave Pace, who is a phenomenon on his own, you're the longest serving manager around here now, 6 years. I mean, you're not bored, not fancy some stepping up? You're quite happy here still at Curzon?
Just getting going. I'm just getting going, yeah. I mean, there's no chance of me going anywhere just yet. It doesn't even cross my mind. Obviously, you do get some time, you do a lot of travelling like you do at this level. You do sometimes feel the fatigue, particularly as you're getting a bit older. You don't recover quite the same the next morning. I love what I do. I love the football club. I love my group of lads, and it's just a great place to be when you're doing well. Every manager will tell you. When you're doing well, there's no finer place to be than in your own changing room, and that spirit that comes with it. It's a fantastic thing. I'd be lost without it. So, hopefully, I want to just try and keep doing it. I want us to improve, though. Deep down, I want us to improve. I know there's limitations on what we can do, but I still want us to improve one way or another. We'll find a way of doing it.
Great, thanks.